Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
In Hebrews chapter 4, God's word assures us of a new Sabbath, a new rest that is far greater than the Sabbath the Israelites experienced through the law. Verse 8 tells us that if Joshua's rest found in the promised land was the final rest, then that would have been the end of the story. But the chapter goes on to affirm that God's eternal plan includes such a greater peace than mere location or the material can ever provide. The Lord invites his own into a forever rest only found through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Verse 11 of Hebrews 4 exhorts us to be diligent, even obedient, in entering his rest. That's right, part of our role as obedient believers in Jesus Christ is to rest. That means our responsibility, our biblical call and demand is to rest. We know through good hermeneutical cross-referencing that to rest in Christ means to enjoy him through abiding, trusting, and entering into the works that he has already prepared for us, as Ephesians 2 so beautifully records. So much of the Christian life today is wasted in worry or hurried work, as if somehow the gospel or the works of Christ are our burden to bear. But did you know that it is actually sinful for us to disobey the rest that God demands of us through Christ? His plan for you is to enjoy him in relationship with him through digging in his word, fellowshipping with other believers, and just living in faithful communion with Christ. We make it so complicated. Why? Because I think deep down, we want to own some of it. We want to be burdened so that we feel like we're doing something, earning something, that somehow it still depends on us. It makes us feel better. But Jesus says, nope, you enter my rest. You abide with me. You trust my eternal plan for you and the works I have prepared before the foundation of the world. For there, in the abide with Christ, is the only rest we will find, rest greater than Moses, Joshua, or anything that this modern world can provide. Through decades of ministry, my thick head is finally embracing this rest, and let me tell you, there's nothing like it in this world. Enjoy Jesus and watch him work.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.